Here we are on beautiful Jones Street.
You saw Ted Jones.
Sponsored by Stock L Dreamery, the most delicious vegan cheese on the market. We got original smoked paprika and chili, garlic and herbs. And I'll tell you what, guys, this is the best vegan cheese you'll have. Don't forget the cheddar melt. Enjoy the episode.
Okay. Sí. Bienvenido a podcast de Ted Jones Mundo. Shout out to Shop Orsino, making this exclusive Ted Jones World tennis shirt. Got the tennis court on the back. And you'll notice we got a smaller Ted Jones World sign up here for the solo episodes when I'm walking around. So you guys don't forget what podcast you're listening to. All right. I want to start this off, as you can see the title of this video, The Art of the First Date. And why I don't even think like as a society we should be harping on the first date. Even though, how else are you supposed to meet someone? But like, this has got to be something over the last 20 years, this first date thing. I've had 5 girlfriends in the past, not to flex or anything, maybe 5 or 6, but each one of them, I guess the last one being like around 4 years ago, I don't even remember what the first date was. And now with all this internet society, you meet someone, maybe you go on a blind date. It's all about the first date. And I don't like it. Okay. Being the guy, being the gentleman, I don't know, maybe it's 2024. Some of you are like, oh, you should split the bill on the first date, but that's usually not the case. You know, the man pursues the woman, I suppose, spends whatever it is, bro, $100 on a date. And it just ends up being a lot of time that you're spending with someone for the first time. And there's a lot of stress in the first date. And I'd say probably 80% of you, if you drink, that's like the first thing that you do. Is you go out on a drinking date, right? And I myself, I'm not really such a big drinker. For those of you who have listened to like the past few podcasts, ding, 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 this is like day 40 I'm on without smoking nugget. Now, Tony Robbins, I've heard, for those of you who don't know, Tony Robbins, the big guru influencer, is like, if you're sober, why are you counting? Yeah, well, in this particular situation, Tony, I don't know, I'm just counting, but being sober from nugget is just like, I don't know what my choice really has been. But anyway, that's sidetracked. I don't really drink at all. It's like usually a once in a 6-week occasion. And when I'm going on a first date, I don't know. I just feel like slightly peer pressure to be like, oh yeah, whatever. I'm a loose guy. And I don't want to be a sober vegan. You know, shouts to my sister who's like, you got to live a little. But I could say like, eh, I don't know. I just don't. I've done so much partying in my life where I'm like, eh, maybe I don't want to be, you know, the guy who's drinking and smoking nugget and whatever, doing whatever's at the party at that particular time. But anyway, getting back to the first date, there's just like, it's too much pressure on the first date, okay? I think meeting a person has to be authentic. It's the dating culture that has made it difficult to meet somebody because there's so much pressure around meeting this specific person. Right? You're worried about what you're going to wear, what you're going to freaking smell like, how many swipes of deodorant you're going to do under each armpit before the date. You doing one? You doing two? What's the deal? What kind of perfume, cologne you're wearing, if you're a guy or a girl, if you're really going to like this person. Okay? And being on the dating apps, you guys know, if you're on dating apps or not, you judge, well, I'll go back. If you're on dating apps, you're judging a person within 0.5 seconds. You don't even know what they sound like. Okay, for all you know, you could show up to the date and they're like, hello, Ted, it is good to meeting you. Should we have hot cocoa for dessert? I told you I was vegan. Even though some people will get confused, like, oh, I didn't even know chocolate's not vegan. I went on a first date this past weekend and cost $100 hairs. It was fine. It was a good date. For those of you who don't know, I'll show you right now here. Like, I grade all the sets that I do. You know, whatever it is, if it's a freaking C minus C, B minus B, B plus, whatever. This particular date that I went on this past weekend, I was like, whatever. It was like a C plus. It was solid. She was cool. Ended up like hanging out a little bit longer than I would have liked to potentially hang out, but it was fine. It was cool. I was just like, I was exhausted by the end of it. Like, bro, the amount of attention that you have to put into all these details, especially being a man. I don't know what it's like being a woman, but I can imagine. You're getting your hair done before. Maybe you're getting your nails done. Being a man, like, we're going to try our best at the end of the date, even if it's not going that well. I don't know, this is going to sound a little harsh. We're going to be trying to close, okay? That's just, like, what gentlemen are doing. And it's just the dating atmosphere is different. Like, my grandparents probably don't remember their first date. They met in college in Newark. My parents probably don't remember their first date. You, if you've been dating your person for over 5 years, do you even remember your first date? No, you remember where you met, what that person said, maybe what color shirt they were wearing. You met on Prince Street walking like, oh, we collided on the street or in the hallway. You drop your books, you drop your mechanical pencils on the ground. But there's just so much pressure now on the first date. And I can't be the only one that feels this way. I imagine that you probably feel the same way. You know, if you're single right now in this climate, these 2024, you're like, oh, I'm single. I got to cha-cha. I got to have a girlfriend. Cha-cha. I got to have a boyfriend and blah, blah. You know, my biological clock is ticking. But I get it. There's a lot of pressure to date in today's society. And there's a lot of pressure on the first date. I think that we need to not, first of all, not go out to dinner on the first date. That just feels like a job interview. And like at this particular date, you know, you got to be sitting next to the person. Instead of like sitting across from the person, you got to be sitting next to them, I think. Because then it just feels like a job interview if you're sitting across from them. What do I know about job interviews, right? I worked at my dad's company for 6.5 years and was a camp counselor and a tennis teacher. I don't know much about job interviews, but I'm just saying. I imagine that you're sitting across from someone, it's very like, oh, yes, well, what is your favorite color? Maybe they don't ask you that on a job interview. I'm pretty sure they probably don't. But there's just like, as I've said multiple times, there's a lot of pressure and a lot of stress. And especially if I'm going out on a date on a day that's valuable, a Friday, Saturday, I'm like, oh, man, I could be at this particular comedy show. And it does feel like being a comedian. Well, I'll just say this is how it is for us people who work at night. If you're not at that particular show or you don't meet the people that maybe some of your comedian friends meet that particular night, you're like, oh, wow, everyone booked in a $1 million gig this particular night. And I was out on a date that I maybe didn't have the greatest time on. How much can you keep yourself balanced while trying to be unbalanced and accomplish something, right? Because granted, you guys have to have time for family. You have to have time for that one and only. You have to have time for your kids. But are we going to live longer? Is that going to happen? You know, I'm 32 and almost a half years old. That means 32 and a half, you know, in around like a month and a half. I'll be 32 and a half. And that will symbolize year 3 of me doing this Ted Jones World stuff full time. You know, May will be when I've dropped everything else besides the Ted Jones World brand, you know, doing vlog sketches, comedy shows, stand up, but all in general. So it's like, how unbalanced do you need to be to eventually become balanced? But anyway, back to what I was saying. Are we going to live to 100 now? I know the life expectancy seems to be going up every 5 years. You know, we got Elon Musk putting a neurochip in that first patient. Maybe I'd get a neurochip, but I don't know if I'd get it without the ads. You know, I'd put that one in without the ads. That was a joke that I heard. I didn't just make that one up on the spot. But you can imagine what it'd be like if I did. That's hilarious. Like, how many people are going to have the neurochip and then instead of having the like Apple Pro Vision, you just have like the actual chip in your brain and you're like, deet, deet, deet. Which way is Sixth Street? You walk to the left and then to the right and you just have to like blink your eyes or something with that. So while I'm excited for this new generation of people, like, boom, a kid just was born. Boom, a kid just was born. Boom, another kid was just born. You guys, in 20 years, what's the climate going to be like? I was at this softball dinner this past week. And for those of you who don't know, I've talked about it on the podcast. I played in a softball league in Long Island. And all the guys in the league were at least like 20 years older than me. And this dinner had guys who were, all of them were at least 30 years older than me. It was me and like 13 other guys. And at this dinner, they were talking about how in their high school kids, they're so worried about fentanyl, so much so that the state is giving out free Narcan. Do you guys know this? Do you know what Narcan is? It's like when, it's an injectable that if somebody's overdosing on fentanyl or heroin, they're like, boom, come back to life. So these parents have Narcan in the house and they're telling their kids like, look, if your friends come over or somebody's passed out, this is where the Narcan is, okay? If you're going to be doing these insane drugs, this is how it's got to happen, which I think it's a responsible thing to do. As a parent, I remember when I was younger in high school, this kid showed up drunk to my house, and the more drunk he got, he ended up passing out. We had to call the ambulance. It was insane, but like, That's something that where parents were not prepared. Now parents are more prepared. And also, side note to this dinner, the guy who organized it, great guy. He wrote in the email, everybody make sure that they bring cash so people can know what they ordered and will pay cash. It'll be easier to separate the bill. Yes, 14 people, boom. Makes absolute sense. Bill turns out to be like $1,400, okay? And in my head, I know I brought enough cash to what I was going to order. So I got there, I ordered right away off the bat, like three seltzers. And I'm in my head, I'm thinking like, okay, how much are these seltzers going to be? They're 8-ounce seltzers. It's a very fancy restaurant. But I'm thinking, these seltzers, these club sodas cannot be more than $5 a pop, right? Okay, so boom, $15 off the bat. I'm looking at the menu. God, this menu's expensive. The pasta is a cool $30. Okay, so off the bat, I'm like, I wanted to order a salad as an appetizer, but I'm not doing it because at this current moment, I don't have enough cash. Okay, didn't bring in enough cash. So I'm doing the math in my head. I'm at around $45. I, to this dinner, guys, I knew that I needed to bring more cash than expected. I ended up bringing $80 in cash. And everybody, there's the guy sitting next to me. He ordered a steak and a glass of wine and a salad. And like, I have to cover that? It's not right. Especially since I brought cash. I brought $80 and I was $20 short. It was so orks. So much so that like the guy who was organizing the bill was like, all right, everybody fork up $100. Everybody's whipping out their fat wallets. You know, their George Costanza huge wallets whipping out the boom with $100 bill. Boom. I have $80 in my pocket and I'm just pretending like I'm looking for that extra 20. Like, oh, I'm hitting my pockets. I'm like, you know, flipping the bill. You know how you do it. Like when you have those bills, you're like, pew, pew. And I bite my friggin' tongue and I'm like, my guy, I only have $80. Luckily the bro's covered for me. And like, to be honest, like all these dudes were, you know, at least like 30 years older than me. So it could have been my dad out there. So maybe they should have paid more. But in this circumstance, I would have brought $100, but I was doing what he told me to. And being 30 years older than me, you know what I mean? If all these guys are 60 years old, they're so used to carrying cash anyway. There's so many times, guys, where I don't even bring my wallet with me. I'm not kidding. At least 70% of the time I leave my apartment, I don't have my wallet. I have my phone on a full battery. I have my keys and I don't have my wallet. Why do I need my wallet? I got my card on my phone. I put my phone to the subway thing and it goes beep, beep, and it lets me in. That's all I need. Okay, and if the cops stop me because I'm jaywalking or not smoking a J while walking, if I'm crossing diagonally, I just tell them my name and 2 seconds later, I'm in their system. I already know that. I remember, shout out Schuster, who used to do videography work for Ted Jones World. When we were in California one time, I told him I didn't have my wallet when I was driving. He was like, oh my God, my mom would be so upset if she heard you didn't have your wallet with me. She wouldn't even let me drive with you, Ted. And I'm like, bro, you know, obviously now in 2024, they probably even know what my eyes look like. They know what these freaking pearly blue / green eyes look like, obviously. You know, you don't need to be carrying a copy of your license on you when you're just strolling the streets, right? They know your name. And also I see now at the airport, you know, I was talking a lot 2 episodes ago about the airport. But they just now take a picture of your eyes. They don't even need a hard copy of your ID. And it seems like even if you don't have the pre-check in the airport, they just have these machines where you don't have to take out your laptop. Hopefully soon you don't have to take off your shoes because that's just like a gross jam. If you guys think about that, the airport, the airplane, man, that's where you got to get the most sick. You know, if you're spreading viruses and spreading airborne diseases, it's got to happen in the tube of an airplane, fitting 300 people in. I don't know what the square footage would be, but if you did that, it's just like everybody's breathing and yeah, maybe they have an air filtration system, but they don't have fresh air in there going 700 miles an hour. You know, you crack one of those windows, your face is like, it's like G-force, fresh G7, whatever that G-force is. You guys ever see those videos? That's hilarious. Like astronauts are going into space and you have to see like how much G-force they can withstand. They're like, zzzz. But yeah, that's a place where you get the most sick. I don't know how I got onto that topic, but yeah, Yeah. Right now, actually, today being Monday, as you guys are listening to this, I don't know exactly what day it is. Let me see. Today is Monday, the freaking 18th. Actually, tonight we have Margarita Monde with Ted Jones, guys. So respond to this email at Margarita Monday Comedy Shop NYC at gmail.com or Comedy Shop NYC. We have $10 margaritas. It's a free comedy show. I can't stress that enough. Best deal in the city. We have the best lineups. Everything's all set and planned out for March. We're getting April together. But guys, come to that comedy show. You want to see me do probably 17 to 20 minutes up top, blah, blah, blah. And we have a great time. The past two shows have been amazing. It's been great. But I wanted to just to discuss the fifth annual Ted Jones World Vegan Hot Dog Eating Contest, location to be determined. We're still trying to figure that out, where we're going to have it. Last year, we had it at the Moxie Williamsburg. The year before that, we had it at the Stand NYC. And then the 2 years before that, guys, due to COVID, we actually had it on Zoom, which is pretty hilarious. So stay tuned for the location for the fifth annual Ted Jones World Vegan Hot Dog Eating Contest that will either be on July 3rd or July 4th, because we're competing with the, I'll say, quote marks, other hot dog eating contest, because who wants to be eating hot dogs? Okay, I know people listening to this would be like, Ted, what's in a vegan hot dog? And I'll tell you, one, don't worry about it, because it's not the same as what's in an actual other hot dog. Okay, it'd be soy protein, something delicious like that. But you guys know what's in a hot dog, right? It's basically pig ass, pig anus. Yeah, it's gross. You guys ever see how those things are made? It's wild. That's like another thing. You know, when I tell people I'm vegan, people be like, oh, I can never give up cheese. And then I'll tell them, yeah, well, makes sense, because cheese activates the same part of the brain as heroin, that casein in cheese. And people be like, what are you talking about, Ted? Boom, pop this up right here. Pop up this fact that actually does hit the same part of your brain. But like 90% of people, if they were to have to kill the animal to eat it, they couldn't do it. Okay, you're going to go out there, strangle the whatever with your bare hands. No shot. You're not doing it. I'm not shaming you people who are eating meat, because we've been doing it for a very long time, and I understand that. But the past 100 years has just gotten naughty. And then people will be like, oh my God, well, it's grass-fed, cage-free. You don't know shit, bruh. Unless you are on that farm and you have the eggs, I don't believe it. I don't believe it's grass-fed, cage-free. That's just some propaganda. And I'm not giving you vegan propaganda here, man. Just cut down on that meat intake. You'll feel better, okay? You'll look better. I still look tan, and I was in Miami over a week ago. Okay? Yeah, but I think you'll feel better. And you don't worry so much about where I'm getting my protein, okay? Clearly, I'm getting my protein. You know what I'm saying? The hair is flowing, and yes, maybe the hair does look like it's going over the eyes a little bit sometimes. And I'll wake up, like, every third day, and I'm like, ah. I just want to get a buzz cut. People are like, Ted, how long are you going to wait to buzz all that hair off? And I don't know. I can't tell you when I'm going to do it, but hopefully not soon. I would like to think that I have patience to, you know, not buzz it all off. And like after I wash it, bruh, it's like 2 days. I just like get solid flow. And I'm like, ooh, yes, this is feeling good. I had so many different types of hairstyles in my life, but this is probably the longest it's ever gone. So as you guys are listening to this, I'm going to keep it going at least the next day. You know, that's the only thing you could do being in this world, is just live in that particular moment. Okay, that was deep. You live day by day, moment by moment, right? That's all you got to do. March Madness coming up. UConn being number 2 in the country in basketball. Yes, I did go to UConn. And I think if you guys had to put your money on it, I mean, UConn's always a good bet for March Madness. You know, we've been so solid the past 20 years in men's basketball. It's wild. We've been the best team in men's basketball college for the past 20 years. Hands down, bar none. I haven't been back to UConn, though, since I graduated. And I think it's partly because it's just so in the middle of nowhere. You know, it's not like going to a location and, oh, yeah, go to UConn. Or if some of you maybe went to school in the South, you're like, oh, yeah, well, I'm going to New Orleans. Maybe I'll visit Tulane. Or, oh, I'm going to Texas. Yeah, I'll visit University of Texas Austin. I'm going to Massachusetts, I'll visit Harvard. I'm going to Massachusetts, I'll visit BU. Something like that. It's just, UConn is just on its own. It's in Storrs, Connecticut, farmland. Which I'm so grateful that I went to a school that's so different from where I grew up, aka New York City. You know, like the closest city is 30 minutes away, Hartford. And I was on the tennis team, which y'all obviously by now know. We had indoor practice in Hartford. So like 2 or 3 days a week, we'd spend 30 minutes in the van going all the way to Hartford to play indoors. But yeah, it was just like, it's kind of in the, slightly in the middle of nowhere. And they have like a that town strip club in Willimantic, Electric Blue. Oh my God, bro. That was the only strip club I've ever been to besides, I mean, I went to 11 one time for a friend's wedding and like, that was Squidge, dude. I'm not into that. It's weird. Okay. The strip club is Squidge. Squidge. For those of you who don't know Squidge, it just means weird. Yes. It's weird. I don't like it. Anyway, but like I went to Electric Blue, dude. Was there for like an hour. I didn't spend any money. I was like 18. It was, oh, gross, man. I just feel bad sometimes. You're like, what? I feel bad. I mean, if that's your job and you're a stripper and you love it and it gives you a sense of like pride and power, by all means, do it. But I don't think it should be anyone's like last resort and you're just doing it to pay the bills, right? There's just so many different jobs these days that sometimes people are doing to pay the bills or they see it's like quick and fast money. But you can't always act like that. You know, you got to do something you love. Boonies in Connecticut. Connecticut's a funny state because it's just a filler, kind of. Don't get me wrong. Connecticut's beautiful. The whole state's beautiful. But an hour from Boston, an hour from New York, it's like, bruh, what are we doing here? Maybe I could see myself being in like a suburb in Connecticut. I'm like, oh yeah, look at my yard. It's fresh. Oh yeah, my family loves the yard and shit. I want to go there. I want to go to the suburbs. So my dog could be out there. Not like my dog, my friend, my dog, like an actual dog or something. I don't know. I wouldn't be a cat person. You guys cat people or dog people? Cats just are not friendly enough for me sometimes. Maybe you can get like a cute little kitten that like cuddles with you, but eventually they just become pretty independent. And by the way, a cat would wait 24 hours if you're dead to start eating you. That's what a coroner's even talk about. Like they will start picking at your face after 24 hours. At least a dog will wait like 3 days, you know, before they start eating you if they're alone in the house. That's a savage thought. But it's the circle of life. No way, no, 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 no. You guys remember that? Lion King? This was a good movie. Somebody asked me the other day what animal I identify with. I'd say a lion, maybe. Could be fresh. Nice little lion. The king of the jungle, mate. Yeah. But I often sometimes think, like, we got to be in some sort of simulation here, right? But I don't know. Is somebody controlling me? Like, somebody's pressing A, B, R2 for me to, like, speak and, like, put this up on the internet. Start talking. These are the things that go through my head, guys, sometimes. And I also heard, I read this freaking TikTok classic, you know, because I'm on TikTok at least an hour a day. 50% of people don't have an inner dialogue. Do you not have an inner dialogue? I most certainly do. I'm chopping it up with myself. And I also have an outer dialogue. My sister asked me, I don't know, like a number of months ago, do you talk to yourself in your apartment? Which I thought was an insane question because obviously I talk to myself. Right? I'm talking to myself in a microphone by myself in a computer. Well, I guess you guys are with me. But I mean, like, yeah, I'm always talking to myself. Like, I'll find myself on the street or I'll be running, tarps off, for those of you who don't know, shirts off, because it's beautiful out in New York and spring has freaking sprung. Has spring sprung? No, I think the first day of spring, if I'm correct, I guess I'll look it up right here, but March 21st. And don't worry, New Yorkers, we'll still get some freaking freezing cold days, I'm sure, in April, but summer's approaching. Spring, that late spring, kind of, which is, no, is it even late? I'd say the middle of May, right around we have that 3-year Ted Jones World anniversary. It's usually the best weather, best time, man. I just love the smell out there. And while my mom and, you know, family people do get on me, well, I shouldn't say family people, it's actually my mom gets on me. She's like, Ted, you're wasting so much money on coffee. Like you do the math sometimes. And like guys who talk about compounding interest, like shout out my boy, Tony Robbins. But he's like, if you put X amount of dollars a day, by the time you're 65, you'll have $1 million. Like, I'd rather just buy a coffee almost every single day than have a million outlets by the time I'm 65. I'm going to be real right here. You know, I have a short bit. I don't even know if it's a bit, but I'll tell you guys. I'm like, I stopped buying coffee this week. Now I'm rich. That's not even a bit, Ted. You going to cut that out? That was nonsensical. Yeah, man. But anyway, as you guys can tell, a lot going on in the world, in my mind, in my life. And I do think from time to time, like, what the future holds for our younger generation. Bitcoin's at like 70,000, which is wild because it was down for so long. And there were so many Bitcoin enthusiasts for a while. But is it going to be this type of currency? Are we going to have Bitcoins in our microchip, in our head, planted by Elon? And you just have to think that you want to buy a coffee and then somebody, and then you buy a coffee. You know, you walk into a place, a robot's like, do you want to have a coffee? And then in your brain, you're like, I would like a coffee black because I like my coffee like I like my women black, right? I mean, that, yeah, hopefully you can like do jokes like that on the robo version too. Yeah. Yeah, guys. Well, you know what? That was mostly what was going on in my head. Come to Margarita Monday tonight, guys. Okay, I'm popping up the flyer right here. All the information you need. $10 margaritas, $10 Tito sodas, $4 empanadas, $6 Miller freaking lights. And it's going to be lit. Okay, guys. Thanks so much for tuning in to Ted Jones World Podcast. As always, I'm Ted Jones. We'll see you next time. Peace.